We typically have a member of our family, our church family, come up and tell us what communion means to them. And tonight it is Mr. Michael. And we're looking forward to hearing Mr. Michael Hill tell us what communion means to him. Thank you, brother.
Good evening. My name is Michael, and I am a grateful overcomer. What communion means to me, every time I come up and do this, I'm always reminded of just how magnificent what God did for us, and that we have this moment to commune with Him, to be with Him. And tonight it just really came upon me about, I talked about, the last time I did this, about L-O-R-D in Hebrew, Yud-Heh-Wah-Heh, and that the picture symbols and the alphabet reveal that God said, you want to know who my character is? That will be revealed in the hand. It will be revealed in the nail. And Jesus was always showing us something. And when he, on that last fateful supper before he went to the cross, and they gathered them to celebrate the Passover, he sat there and with his disciples, and right after they were kind of arguing amongst themselves about who would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus showed up, stood up and showed them what real greatness looks like by saying that, I did not come here to be served, but to serve. And with that, he put a towel around his waist, and with a bowl of water, he washed their feet. Now, their feet had already been washed when they came in the house, Jewish custom. But he wanted to do this to teach them a lesson about servanthood. And this is what is so integral with Serenity Church and that 12th step and taking that message to others after having that spiritual awakening. And Jesus, when he was washing their feet and going around and doing this and showing them what true servanthood, I remembered, and it just struck me, that's the way God gives me something, that on the second and fourth Saturday, when I go to Hutchins for prayer and share with the Kairos Prison Ministry team, as we're going down the bowling alley, I'm always passed by two guys that are just finished their program, and they're friends of Bill. And they've just brought the message of AA inside Hutchins. And I see these same two guys coming out. And I was thinking, that's great that I see these guys, but I see the same two guys. And I was thinking, what are we doing as servants to take that message to others? What are we doing? Are we relying on 20% of the people to do 80% of the work? God has called us to Jesus modeled being a servant, and that we should do the same with kin and shipwrights and what we do in the prison ministry and the various realms and all the things that Serenity is involved in. I have seen some familiar faces. I would really like to see some unfamiliar faces. Because Jesus didn't just tell a handful of us to go take that message. If you've had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, try to carry this message to others and practice these principles in all your life, okay? So, let us model that. That's what communion means. But this is a weekly reminder, a weekly opportunity that we pour ourselves out in the week, and God will fill us up here. You know, this is, John always said that this is the most special part of the service to him, because you are going to actually, when you get that piece of bread, and that's this said, when the person that gives it to you says, this is the body of Christ given for you, as Christ gave himself at the cross, this bread is given for you. And then you'll dip that in the cup that represents the blood that Jesus shed on the cross for your forgiveness. So it said for the forgiveness of many. It didn't say the forgiveness of all. The many are the ones who actually come and take it. This is not restricted. It's not kept from any, from all people. But you need to come and take part of this. Take this bread. Dip it in the cup. Know that Jesus gave his life on the cross so that you can have life everlasting. And I love John 3:17 that God said, I did not send my son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And we have this reminder. When you actually take that bread and dip in that cup, you can be no closer physically to heaven than you are in that moment. This is where the supernatural meets the natural, in that moment, in that taking. But today, my message is, can we not model in our lives what Jesus modeled for us at the Last Supper? Of finding an opportunity to give back, to pay it forward. In the name of Jesus. And for the advancement of the kingdom, we do that one heart at a time. So thank you for letting me share. My name is Michael.
Thank you, guys. The table.